Beer with Pleasant Strangers, Episode 4. Well, welcome back to another Beer with Pleasant Strangers podcast. We're doing a little video tasting. We're doing Spocket from Monkish in Torrance, California. This is the re-release of Spocket.
I hope so.
I had the original release of Spocket. I believe they actually re-released it twice. So this is the second re-release, aka the third time that they've done this.
I believe so. So and I am glad it is the re-release, as it'd be pretty darn old if it wasn't. No,
we'll
batch
see.
One
this
whales
is tricking
here.
Tricking Pleasant Strangers. Okay, so Spocket, this one was just released just a couple weeks ago. It was released just a couple weeks ago. For those of you who are unaware, Monkish has been canning beers now for about a year, a little over a year.
They had their
1 year canniversary of canning a couple weeks ago. And they've been killing it. They've just been utterly slaying it. Their batches are small. They actually were doing it with a mobile canning service for a while. So they had to time it with this mobile canning unit they have to brew their beer and have it be ready to be canned when the mobile canning service was available to come can the beer. So it was definitely a tricky thing that they had to do, and they did that for the first probably 8 or 9 months, I think, of canned releases until they finally they bootstrapped it the whole way, is my understanding. They reinvested the money that they were making to buy their own canning line eventually. So then they were able to actually control the canning releases much more tightly. And so this is...
And by control, they release them whenever they want to.
Yes.
Unannounced.
Yeah. Previously, they had timed it because they were using the canning service. They had timed it so that they would actually release the canned beers on Saturday. And they would release details on a Friday. And they would oftentimes release like an announcement on a Thursday and say, hey, we're definitely going to release some cans, or that's what we're planning to do. Every now and a couple times, it didn't work out. Something went off with the beer, or the canning service wasn't able to meet their timetable. So the original release of Spocket was with the mobile canning service. Delicious Galaxy hops. They released a double dry hopped version called Smarter Than Spock, which I never had. So, what do you think?
Well, let's see.
There's small pour there. Small pour, Sean. Ugh.
Yeah, that's really good.
It's so good.
That's
oh my
really,
God.
Really good.
Galaxy hops just explode.
Wow.
And that Monkish has that juicy, like, but also kind of savory, restrained carbonation mouthfeel that they've got.
Well, they seem to really nail like the fluffy, like floaty mouthfeel of like Trillium and Treehouse.
Just
that they have, and it's the only brewery that does it consistently over and over again on this coast.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, so good.
This one, I really appreciate about, I mean, the Galaxy hops, I mean, it tastes obviously like Galaxy hops, but other than the stereotypical, oh, juicy buzzwords, this one is, like, there's a, like, a tinge of, like, floral, like I would guess floral, I was going to say herbal, but it's not quite that. It's more on the flowery side.
It's definitely on the flowery side.
Kind of like rose petal.
Oh, well, that's a good one. I like that. Yeah, it's got a little zing. It's got a little zip. It's got a little tickle on your tongue that it leaves behind. And yeah, I do get that like flower shop, kind of like, you know, fresh cut flower, kind of
like you stuffed it in your mouth with like an orange.
Yeah, but it's not bitter.
No, not at all.
Not at all. It's just extremely, extremely fluffy, extremely drinkable. Oh, so good. So another notch on the belt for Monkish. They're killing it, and with these re-releases now on their new canning line, they are selling out of them incredibly fast.
Even with unannounced release days.
Yeah, which works better for them though. Actually, I recently went to one of the unannounced ones, which was, you know, they literally say, the day of the can release, they'll post something about it. Maybe a couple hours before they open. Maybe not even. Maybe. Yeah. If that, and people will come show up and get in line, they get wristbanded, and then they'll open a little early, which is awesome. And then they get through the line really quick. I went to some of the ones before when it was, everyone showed up at butt o'clock in the morning and we waited for hours.
Did you ever do one of the overnights?
I did not do an overnight. I did go up pretty early in the morning a couple times. It was a good time. It was a whole bunch of awesome people there now. They are all the same people. People who, like myself, have decided that they're going to wait in line for beer. You know.
They have sacrificed the rest of their lives.
Sacrificed time. Yeah. But, you know, we talked on a different segment about the community, and that's really, there's a whole bunch of cool people that are there. The community's fun. You just hang out, you wind up talking to people, meeting new people. The time flies by. You're in line for 4 hours and it feels like you're in line for not 4 hours, because the time passes so quickly because you're talking to cool people and meeting cool people. And then bottle sharing in line. Yeah, my gosh.
Yeah, you never do that.
No, never. I would never,
because it's illegal. That was coffee in your cup.
Yes. This is delicious. Can't really say anything about it other than it's terrific. I'm going to savor this. Let's turn off the camera.
Cheers.
Small portion. Thanks for tuning in, guys. And in the meantime, don't be a stranger.